So let's do a fast recap on what we've learned. We're in the Genesis 3 repeat every day. You have the same battles they had in Genesis 3. We're in the Genesis 4 repeat every day. You see the flesh versus the spirit, Cain versus Abel. You're in a narcissistic Jezebel system, a death cult. Everybody around you is believing lies. You were born in a cult, a culture. No matter what culture you're in, it's your cult, a culture. The cult is designed to restrain the flesh. The culture, the cult, the legalism, the law is designed to restrain the flesh because flesh creatures cut. Flesh creatures. Spirit creatures sharpen spirit creatures. The earth plane is the temporal, natural, fleshly, earthly plane. There's division in the earth plane because the earth plane is the ma-earth, the birthing. A cell divides because it's birthing in another cell. So the division, the face-to-face realm, is the birthing realm. The pieces of the pie face off with each other and push each other higher back to wholeness, the whole pie. Deja vu is really simply just remembering the cross, going back to the cross. There's nothing new under the sun. What has been shall be. What shall be has been. The script is written already. Your name has your calling, your destiny encoded in your name. The red versus blue is the Turing machine. What else? The wheels of time turn slow. The cogs turn slow, but they turn. The reason the cogs turn slow because you can't take so much as a human. The human is kind of dumb. The human can only think in four words: cut, turn, union, and flow. Those are the root four words that the human uses every time they do anything. Thinking, anything in the heart, mind, soul, will, emotions, intellect, physical, cut, turn, union, flow. It's all a worship service. All the languages, all the words, everything reveals Jesus. The technology, the physics, the science, the math, it's just revealing Jesus. Quantum physics is Jesus. Jesus holds it all together by the word of his power. So everything is held together by Jesus. Everything consists by Jesus. Jesus is the image of the Godhead bodily, and God made man in his image. So this is all an image down here. It's a projection of the cross. It's a copy machine. God is moving you from the flesh mind to the spirit mind. If you're in the flesh mind, you're going down to death. Galatians 5:19, 20:21, the flesh mind leads to death and murder. The fruit of the spirit, Galatians 5:22, leads to life and peace. Those around you who love the lie and love death, they're in the death cult. They're lost. They're hell bound. They're going to burn forever in hell. Those who are in the life cult, and it's not a cult. Those who are free in life, is the only reason I said that is because it's contrast to the death cult. So the death cult is works. The life assembly, let's call it an assembly. The life assembly is by grace, by faith. By faith, through grace, by faith. Through faith, by grace. The life assembly, not the death cult. The death cult is works. The life assembly, the life church, is by faith. Somebody will probably start a new church called Life Church after I said that. If it's not already done, it's probably already been done. The life of faith is the church, seated in the heavenlies in Christ. Set your affections on things above. Down here is nothing but the sine wave. I don't care if it's math, science, physics. I don't care if it's drama, music, TV. I don't care what it is. Everything down here is the sine wave on the horizontal plane. The snake on the horizontal plane. And the snake has to be nailed to the cross, the post, to become upright. So you're moving from a horizontal plane, the whore plane, the flesh mind, to the upright plane, the spirit mind, the letter Y. So you're moving from a U, which goes back to uterus, right? You're moving from a U to a Y through the post. Just saw this huge rat go across the highway. So speaking of rats, the rats, the pie rats, see, they want to eat, see, they're pieces of the pie. They don't want to be whole. They're pie rats. That's why they eat the pie. And they try to eat the pieces of the pie, and they don't try to build each other up. They just try to cut and tear each other. They're not building you up. They're tearing you down. And so the pie rats are the pies in the whole pie. And they're the antichrist, the anti-flow. Those who are not in the spirit walk are not in the flow. And so everything is a 666 cube box down here in the natural realm. And the cube box has to be unfolded to see the cross. And you unfold it by faith. And so when you unfold the box by faith and you receive Christ into your heart by faith, you leave the box, you leave the cube. And the word cube goes back to the word cubris or something like that in the Greek, Ephesians chapter 4 in the Greek. And it goes back to the deceitful tricks of man. Man trying to trick you, trying to lie to you. The Freemasons, the Jesuits, call no man father, call no man rabbi, call no man master. There's your three leaders of the world. The three priest class, the magician priest class playing tricks on you. There they are. Call no man father, call no man master, call no man rabbi. There's your game. The red versus blue is the turning machine to birth you. The black, white, and red is the blood of his cross. The black and white is the cross. Red is the blood. The letter A is the blood. The Atman, you know, the New Age people talk about the Atman. Well, the Atman goes back to A-T-M-A-N. A is blood, T is the cross, man. Who is the man? Behold the man. Jesus is the man. The Atman is Jesus. Jesus made a way for us, made a way of escape. You enter in to the Atman by faith. If you're a New Age person or if you're a guru, the Atman is nothing but Jesus who went to the cross, the blood of his cross. That means it's a sacrificial redemptive system, and so everything requires sacrifice. There has to be some kind of payment. So that's why you have to pay your mortgage and your rent and all that. So it's an exchange, and that's why it's an exchange life. You have to exchange your old life with the new life by faith. Everything's in series after Jesus, because the series started at the Lamb slain before the foundation world. Jesus is the archetype of all things, human, angel, everything. He's the head of the body, and the body is one with Christ.